This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Before Sunday night, if you tuned into Santa Rosa's KZST 100.1 FM, you'd probably hear a talk show, pop music, or some classic hits. But since fires broke out across Sonoma County, severely limiting phone and internet access, the station has transformed into an essential news source, broadcasting information about the wildfires live 24/7. The station is surrounded by some of the worst fire damage to date. They're in an area that's still technically evacuated, but they have special permission to be there.
Of course, there's still a lot of roadblocks, and so if you're one of those folks that's going to be out on the roads, of course you do know you have a curfew.
KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs brings us inside KZST.
Early Monday morning, KZST owner Gordon Zlot was sure his station was about to burn to the ground. He could see flames just a few feet from the building.
We've been here for almost 35 years, and this is my whole life right here. I was fully prepared to walk away and have the building be in ashes.
Employees were advised to evacuate Monday morning, but came back in to get on the air. They fought encroaching flames with their own fire extinguishers until the fire department finally arrived and put them out. Once the station was saved, then the team at KZST really got to work.
If you've got information that we don't have, if it's real information, not that you've heard it from a friend of a friend, but that you've really seen, we want to talk to you.
Starting about midday on Monday, KZST and their four affiliate stations cut all their normal programming, their ads, and have been airing nothing but live coverage of the California wildfires 24 hours a day.
Okay, now at the food mat yesterday, Debbie was in a couple of grocery stores in Windsor, and they were out of stuff. Are you out of stuff? Do you have a lot of stuff?
It's been really difficult to get reliable, updated information here in Santa Rosa. Many people don't have internet. Cell phone service is down in parts of the North Bay, and same with TV access. So for some Sonoma County residents, radio is all they have.
Yes. I'm double checking. Are we evacuating in Geyserville?
When I walk into the studios on Tuesday evening, all the cubicles are dark. The offices, empty. Everyone who's here is either in the studio recording or darting in and out to bring the on-air host's information. An engineer runs around desperately trying to fix equipment.
You know, kite string and paper clips, whatever it takes to get, you know, a phone line running.
Creative director Karen Lehman is right outside the studio, taking a much needed break.
When something horrific happens, it's all hands on deck. Anybody that can get here safely gets here.
And it truly has been all hands on deck.
If you are up on the hills in Bennett Valley, you need to be evacuating. I know you don't want to lose your home. Nobody would want to, but life over property.
Frank Colbertus is the station's regional sales manager. On airtime is not part of his job description. But today, he's been live for hours, giving out his personal cell phone to anyone who has information to share or a question they need answered.
843-816-7253 is my text if you've got information. 387-2739.
That loud buzzing noise you hear under Colbertus, that's a fan. It smells pretty smoky in the studio.
Thank goodness to Eric, who just got the fan going in here, because it's been amazingly hot. We're running off a generator, so obviously the air conditioning is not working.
Much of the information is coming from listeners texting or calling, sharing what they're seeing or experiencing with whoever is on the mic at the time.
The burn was higher at Shiloh and Fort Road. It is a controlled burn. This is confirmed.
Hosts read information on shelter capacity or school closures scribbled down on pieces of paper. The fan keeps blowing the paper off the desk, so they have to snatch them out of the air or scoop them off the ground while relaying information.
We are low tech right now, doing everything as quickly as we possibly can, but those in the Guerneville area...
You know, I play music, I have trivia, I talk about, you know, events and things like that, but I'm not used to sitting in a chair talking for hours and hours about tragedy.
Darren McCormick is an afternoon host and just one of many Santa Rosa residents whose home is in an evacuation zone. In fact, he learned the news only a few minutes before sitting down with me.
This has been a nightmare. I was saying earlier when I first came on the air, I said, can I wake up now?
Yeah.
Wake me up.
And even though the fires are still nowhere near fully contained, Station owner Gordon Zlot says we need to think ahead.
Well, I think we've learned that we really weren't prepared, not only we, but I think all of California. If we had the big earthquake, you know, you're not going to have cell, you're not going to have power, you're not going to have the internet, you're not going to have television, you won't have anything. What do you do? Now, you might have the radio, and that's where we come in.
If you tune in, you may hear hosts yelling into the other room, asking someone to move their car because fires are getting closer. Or you may hear a marriage and family therapist who talks about the very messy and painful stages of grief. Wednesday morning, KZST's generator failed, and they scrambled to find another backup power source. But they were only off air for about an hour and a half before they were back on the mic. And they tell me they'll stay here, not knowing when they get to sign off.
We're going to be with you throughout the evening. And as long as we need to be, to keep you informed about what's happening with the wildfires that are raging throughout Sonoma County.
In Santa Rosa, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.